Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring, ring with the harmony. Oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high.
She's taking care of grandbaby. Isn't it just wonderful? Isn't it just so wonderful to have grandchildren? Take the day off. I'm laughing because I've taken many days off, and I'm just glad E. Boone is having a wonderful birthday. Okay, we got a lot to talk about this morning, y'all. You know, we're 10 or 9 days away, I think, from the election. 10 or 9, whichever one it is. People are going to be voting all over the country. And it's a very interesting thing that's going on. I don't know if y'all paying attention. Are y'all just waiting for the mail and to get stuck in and your thing? Some people called me and didn't even realize that they had to, that their precincts had changed, that in Chicago, that their ward had changed. Some of the people in the Third Ward called me because they got knocked over in the 20th Ward. And I tell everybody, check and see where you are now, because things did change during the remap. You might not be in the same representative area, be it city, state, federal, whatever. You might be in a different congressional district. You might be in a different city or county or different district. So check. And even if you're in the same, your precinct might have been moved, like me. You know, for years I voted at Mollison School. And, of course, they took me out of Mollison School from voting and put me down in some other little place. And now I'm thinking that's the same place to vote. I'm looking on my card. You want to talk about voter suppression? Come on, give me a break. I got to go all the way from 43rd and King Drive to 44th and Evans, where Woodson School lives. That's crazy. Some people I know who live 47 in Princeton, maybe about 48th in Princeton, got to go to 52nd in Morgan. I mean, these folks have put these precincts in such a way. Now, you need to discuss those voter suppression, because a lot of folks, what's going to happen is when they find out that their polling place has been moved and they go in their polling place, they're going to raise a lot of hell. And what they're going to do is let them do provisional ballots. You don't know whether it's going to be counted or whether they're going to change it. It is some crazy stuff. So I advise you to call the Board of Election to find out where your polling place is. I mean, I got to go from 43rd and King Drive all the way to Woodson. That makes no sense. You got a polling place down, I guess my precinct changed. I know my congressional district changed. My automatic didn't change. I thought a lot of other stuff changed that I don't have anymore. I think my state senator changed. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff that happened. So I'm asking everybody to look at your – they should have – I know they did, because one of the things they did, I tore it up when it came, told my people to pitch it. They sent you all this stuff. Vote early, you can fill this out and vote. I think they're making it too so easy that anybody can do it, that they're not serious about what's happening in this country. They're just doing something to do. And the other thing, I don't know what's happening where you live in the country or the city you live in, but in Chicago, when they sent me this thing and told me how I could vote by mail, early voting on election day, and that's when I found out I'd go to Woodson. But I noticed one thing. Y'all tell me whether y'all noticed it. I don't know what's happening in your country, in your city, But we got so many done different languages and stuff on here, different writings. We got a bunch of Chinese different writing. We got one, two, three. We got different Chinese writing on here, all kind of writing on here, which means all those people are going to be, when you go vote, it's going to be on the ballot in those languages. I don't agree with that, but who am I? You know, I want to know who made that decision, and was that decision legally made, or did somebody just do it on their own? What does the Constitution say? I didn't bring my constitutional book today, so I wouldn't know what that said about that. Usually I should have looked last night, but I just thought about this morning when I was waiting to get ready to come. I was looking at the polling place where I had to be, so I can tell y'all where I had to be for my polling place. And that's when I noticed, and you know, I noticed the last time when I voted in the primary, I saw a lot of different names. I bet you can't go no other country and find this many different languages. And you don't know what these people be doing because you can't read their language. If they're going to vote in an American election, I think they should speak English. And they should vote in English. That's how you truly become a citizen. The way America is making people be thinking they're not citizens of America, that they have their own little country, is they setting up everything for them according to their country, not according. And then you have people talking about America. Food for thought. I want y'all to think about that. But if some of y'all know how this happened, I will know next week. I'll tell y'all. We'll be just 3 days from the election when I come in next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not Saturday, Sunday, Monday, too. 4 days. So I'm going to find out who had the right, what's the legal thing to do, cause, and who choose what languages to put there. Because, I mean, you have more than these languages. You got Chinese, you got Spanish on here and other stuff. But you got folks that speak a lot of different languages. Some folks speak French. Folks speak all kind of things. So who made the decision and selected the languages to put on the ballot? That's a lawsuit within itself. I don't know who made. I just don't know the legal part on that, so I can't tell y'all anything about that. But if some of y'all know who it is, Tim Sarani, Elashad Ugo, I can't understand that stuff and all these X's and all that stuff. And I was talking to someone, and they told me they go to school in the suburbs. I got two grandkids who go to school in the suburbs. Tell me they got to learn, before they can graduate, they got to learn Spanish. It used to be that you select the language that you want to. I remember Jimelita selected French. I think Jamil selected Spanish. I don't know, but you had a selection, and they was even teaching Mandarin. But if you got, there's something else going on here, and we don't know what it is. There's something much bigger, and y'all participating in it, and y'all don't know what it is neither. Something's not right, and I think this is a legal question here. I hate to say that just before the election, but they don't have to come here and learn this language. Just they're going to put the ballots in you, and we don't know what they got in that language. When you go in there, you can't tell folks whether your candidate is there or not. They select who they want to because they let the folks. Dude, you got a bunch of stuff in Chinese. You got stuff in everything. Something just don't feel right and don't pass the smell test. If y'all can come up with why, if it's happening in your city, you let me know. Because this is crazy. And I know we got more than four languages or three languages in this city. You got folks from all over the world in this city. And who selected the languages that they would use? We need to know that. And we also need to know, was it legal? The name should have been in English. If they couldn't speak English, they just couldn't vote. Because if you're going to become part of America, then you're going to learn that. Like, it's illegal to tell somebody you can't get a job in America unless you're bilingual, especially the descendants of enslaved blacks and the Anglo-Saxon whites who built the country. Because our language is English, and then you have a lot of your children and people not getting jobs because they don't speak bilingual. The only fools in the world that do that mess. And we got a lot to talk about because it is election time. Every time these folks, I thought I brought something with me to read this. You know what I would like to do? They do what you call target mailing. They mail some to the black folks, some to the Hispanics, some to the white, and they give different messages. On our message they sent to us, telling us to vote, they got same old stuff. Protecting voting rights. I don't need to protect my voting rights. That's a game, because it's a dog whistle. Abortion rights, to raising the minimum wage and fighting to get illegal guns on the street. How long have we been talking about that? And our people just go, yeah. That's what's coming in our mailbox. I would like to see what's going in over in the white community, what's going on in the Chinese community, all these communities they get, as they do, you call it targeting mailing. It's where you target an audience, what you want to say to them. And I want to see whether they're talking about education and economics to these other people. So we got to figure out how we're going to go and get some of this, these mail. I'm going to try to figure out how to get some between now and next week. Some of y'all know how to get them, call me. Let Jester know today. Let me know something. Because this doesn't make any sense, protecting our rights to vote. We don't need to extend the early voting. We need to slow it up. It's too much. It's just so much. You know, maybe a week. And then that folks go vote and I'm just kind of concerned. And my concern is not based off anything anybody's saying now, but we get ready to go into a mayoral election. And it reminds me when Harold Washington was running, how we had to really protect those votes. If we did not protect those votes, you would not have had Harold Washington as mayor. And they had what you call chain voting then, how they cheated. They did it with another kind of way where you do chain voting and all of that. But aside from that, if we had not had the ability to clean up the voting roll, we organized area by area, even when he was running for Congress, to organize wards, we would take those poll sheets. I don't even know if they have any more poll sheets. And we would organize by block and precinct and go in the house and make sure that people who was on the poll sheets was registered or whether they live there or whether they vacant lots. We found a lot of vacant lots. We was able to throw thousands of people off that was not there. And that's what you call cleaning up the voting roll. I don't know why folks have a problem with cleaning up the voting roll. Do y'all remember when they would send your cards out? If you didn't send them back, they took you off because they assumed you weren't at the house no more. But as the committeeman, everybody want to be committeeman, you're kind of in charge of your voting apparatus in your ward. So I would always take my community reps, because I didn't call them precinct captains, to go out and to clean the voting roll up. But before we all got in, Dale and all of them, Richard J. and all the rest of them, Byrne and all of them, they knew how many votes they had in the can before the votes, because they knew how many. That's why I said in Chicago, dead people vote. Y'all heard that? I mean, that's known all over the world, that dead folks voted in Chicago. We took a lot of people off the roll. So that's how we got. So you should want your voting roll cleaned up. And let me tell you why I'm saying this. I'm concerned about political empowerment for black people, and I'm going to come back to it in a minute so y'all can truly understand it. If you don't clean the voting roll, the empowerment for black people is going to be over anyway. This being a sanctuary state and a sanctuary city, and how they trying to, and they don't want you to have ID, which makes no sense. We'll come back to that later, because the clerk have already came up these little IDs she gave these illegals. So if you don't have no identification, then that means you can keep it how you want it. It's not necessarily, now y'all think it's about Trump and it's about Biden, but it's about you, my audience I'm talking to. Because these people who are coming here from all over the world, but folks who come to America, I'm not saying they should not come, And they'll say people of color until they move one place and then they drop people of color and really deal with just their nationality. They're very nationalistic. And I'm not getting mad at them. I'm talking about black leadership elected, anointed, and appointed who allow this stuff to happen and who buy into it. Because the more we talk about it, then we give it credence, you know. These folks, they are empowered. They're building economic empowerment. Community. Most of you notice most of them build an enclave of a community. And even when these people come in, and I'm not saying people shouldn't come in. I'm trying to tell. I'm really talking to black people now. Unless y'all are right, y'all want to be put back on the 2.0 is not coming from the stuff they're telling you. It's coming from this mess. Now, so as they build communities, then they push almost all the black communities are almost gone. Look at the West Side. Look all over Wallace Davis. Look on Madison. Look around there. Well, I used to be 33 or 9 West Monroe. Look on Monroe Street. Look all around that place. And how they, so what they do is they'll come, even in Detroit, you look at the community that was a black community that was really good, that created Motown, that where Aretha fathers live and all of them. My aunt used to live in Aretha father lived across the river. Those communities are gone, but then now they are rebuilding, and they're not black communities. They might let some black folks move in there, one or two, three or four. But then that's the same thing here with our community. Like, if you go over to the Southwest Side, over on Princeton, Wells and Shield, all the different places, there are people coming in the community, and they're buying up those houses. And most of them is, some of them are messed up, but they're buying up blocks. Even with the, a third with the CHA. Third market. A third based off your income. They three-thirds, market rate, income, and with something else, CHA resident. Chinatown went down there on State Street and bought up blocks and blocks that they got loose. They bought up blocks because they know they need more space. And if you ride around, you see that they build their community, and as Dr. Anderson always said, they mark their community. So China's going south. The Latina are going west. When you had all that shooting and killing in Chatham, now people start running. There are folks going up in Chatham buying up whole blocks, and they buying buildings up and putting people in it. And because we got over 5 million people who have come into this country, they have to also now build those communities. I look around, I see more of the other folks in our community. Not that you want other folks not to come, but if you understand what's going on from a legal point of view, you understand people build community. Don't nobody live in Chinatown but Asians. You go over there and try to buy a house. You go try to get a job. But they're supposed to be Americans. And in America, that's discrimination. And that happens in all time. If you go in a little village where the Latina live, you're not going to find any other folks but the Latino over in the little village. Because Hispanic is not a race. It's a language. So that's why. And the Latino community, the Mexican community, is both Mexican and white. If you look on their birth certificate, they're also considered white. So then that's where you have the Hispanic-speaking people who are Puerto Ricans and all from all different Spanish-speaking countries, not necessarily just from Mexico. That's why it's worth looking at. So when they passed the bill in Springfield talking about letting the illegal vote for the school board members, I told y'all I was wrong, and I didn't see any black legislators talking against that, nor did they speak on it. They just, why should you vote on representation of the school board? You're not even a citizen. That's violating all of the Constitution, which means what's going to happen is black folks are not going to have nobody on that school board, trust me. You're not going to have no thinking people. They might put one up. That means the teachers union, the Latino community, teachers union, Chewy and Victor Reyes and all of them going to control that board. And it's not just for the school, it's for contracts, for everything. So when I tell y'all we need to clean up the voting roll, it has nothing to do with Trump and Biden and whoever else is running. It has to do with the survival of black folks politically, black political empowerment. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you don't have power, you sit at the table, you're just sitting there looking like a dummy. So I sure want to see this target stuff, because our target mailing is talking about voting right, abortion, and illegal guns off the street. That don't make no sense. And y'all need to look at, why do you need to defend a woman's right to choose? That's your business. In the state, like they got y'all hollering about abortion. Look, I'm not judging anybody. When you know better, you do better. And I think a large portion of our people did deal in a lot of abortion. You might know somebody, and you might have had one. So I'm not judging. We cannot judge. And we've all fell short. But I was looking at the study that said there was more black babies aborted than there was born. And then they turn around and tell us that our numbers are shrinking. That don't make no sense. They say our numbers are shrinking. Then they say the schools are bad. We got to protect. You want to protect us. If a child is educated, a child can do better. Education should be very important to us. Nowhere on these ones I've been getting from everybody, from the CT union, the organizations, none of them are talking about the education of our children. They might talk about living wages, but they're not talking about how we're going to make sure we get more black folks in the trade. I don't know how we're going to do that. I just don't know. I don't know how we're going to get, because we're not, nobody's fighting for that. Ebony sent me something. I'll come back to it. I mean, she sent me the information I was looking for about this, putting these languages up there. But nobody's talking about trade schools. You got the schools closed down there, turn them into trade schools. No, you secretly training all these other folks, because they go into the trade and they just got here. It's strictly, the trade is for whites and the brown people they want in. Just that simple. So nobody's really talking about nothing about you. I want to talk, like at the Board of Education, I think they all need to resign. And I think Michael Scott is an embarrassment. He need to get off that board. He voted to close Urban Prep School. He didn't even stand up and fight for Urban Prep. He's spineless. But he voted unanimously to give the Chinese community their new school. He voted for that. When the community was fighting very hard not to put it there, he voted for that. But so you get them a new school and close Urban Prep. Now, I don't have a lot of information on Urban Prep, but I know most of their students are very bright, and I'm just trying to tell you how this stuff is backwards some kind of way. When you have Urban Prep, and they went and they pleaded, not one pastor, I didn't see the pastors, I wasn't there, so if any was down there, y'all call and tell me. No pastors, no anointed, elected, or appointed leaders was down there with those black men and black students to keep that school in black hands. I see, that's what I mean about when there's a problem come up in our community that's going to have an impact on us, nobody stands with us. Unless they're talking about Trump or talking about abortion or talking about whatever their talking points are. Urban Prep should not have been closed. It should not have been. It ain't closed. Martinez is talking about they want to take over the board and let the board take. How are you going to take over Urban Prep when all our schools are failing? When our children are functioning illiterate? When our children, because they're functioning illiterate, they're dealing with emotions. Not logic. Not thinking. When our schools have been stripped of everything that it had over the years, when DuSable was the top school, Phillip was the top school, when we had Dunbar down there, and we had a great trade school. We had a lot of good schools, even with you, when you had your black teachers in the schools, when they are very little now. So how in the world are you going to sit there and say, we're going to take it over when you already got a failing CPS? And they pleaded with y'all not to take the school because you have black men, that they're turning out men. And maybe that was the problem. They're turning out men. And the fathers over there, maybe that's a problem. Since part of their thing is to get rid of the nucleus blacks, the nucleus black families, the nuclear families, and make the men irrelevant and make family irrelevant. I'm talking to y'all this morning because we're right here voting and stuff. I don't know. I pray a lot. That don't mean I won't work. But I came from a place in Montgomery, Alabama. Born on McGowan Street in the living room, you know, the shotgun houses. We had outdoors toilets and community hydrants. Papa Russ over there, one place with the wood and Dolly, and then you had all the watermen folks. So we had a great community, but our community was stressed education. Even when I was in Florida and Pensacola, around Haines Street and all around there, our communities, we had community, and the books that we got, when we open those books up, they by four or five different names in those books, because you just write your name in the book, which means that's how many times it's been pushed, been sent around. But our teachers took those books and taught us, and they taught phonics. We don't teach, we took phonics, and I'm going to do a whole thing on phonics one day, because we fought to put the basic reader and phonics back in the school. We fought for that. We fought. Because you know, if you know phonics and you know have the basic reading and you know some basic stuff, you're going to be all right. But even with those books and stuff, our teachers taught us. And I don't remember seeing no men just laying around. All right over there, Justin? I don't remember seeing no men just, you know, our people, we had a community of love. Then the black men should have stood up. Why y'all can go and burn down stuff and talk about Trump and everybody. You can holler and talk. Why weren't y'all not trying to save that school and those black men? Why not? I don't know. If anybody was down there, y'all tell me, because I wasn't down there at the board. I just knew that some of the, you know, if it was somebody, something else, they'd have been down there. And then you had Johnson, who announced that he's running. The CTU is behind him, so that tells you a lot, too. They getting paid but not teaching. Makes no sense. That's why the Chinese people are building their own schools. And you got all these other folks that's coming in here. They got almost like their schools, too. Ukrainian, they got their schools where they're teaching them their math and their science. That's why when you go to the hospitals or you go somewhere, most of your medical people are not, you don't see have a lot of black medical people. How you going to want to be a doctor or a scientist if you don't know biology or you know geometry and things like that? How you going to be a great artist if you don't have music? So when you, even with the City College, you go over there, there's not that many black students in their schools. And they got a great medical program over at Malcolm X. It's interesting because it's Malcolm and the black community fought for them to have Malcolm over there. And they got a great medical program for nurses and dental and stuff like that. But most of our students are not interested because they're not taught but they're not, their brains are not perked. So too bad, Brother Johnson, you can go away and sit down, because you didn't say nothing. You're going to just talk that yin-yang, that yak-yak, about what everybody else did and what everybody needs to do and all that. You did not address the fact of how poorly our schools are and these teachers are getting paid every day, even how they kept them locked down. You're not talking about that? You said that they don't want us here. That's dog whistle. See, all the dog whistles for people to get emotion, I know about it. Because when you move to work on behalf of your people, all hell break loose. When I was talking about education and building houses and building buildings and giving black folks economics, talking about building economics, and look, this has nothing to do with me personally about how I feel, because God was ready for me to move on. Make no mistake about it. They brought all hell loose in that third ward. And some of these so-called blacks who talking about income, but the teacher union spent about millions of dollars. So, no, we can't have her in there because we can't control her. And y'all would be a fool if y'all put Johnson in there. It's interesting that he said he taught at Jenner, because when I first came here with Dr. King, I was assigned to Corey Woodard and Mrs. Bryant, Corey Bryant and Audrey Woodard over there in Cabrini. That's what I was assigned. My assignment was to work at Jenner School. In fact, I got a picture. I might put it up when we was out there singing Freedom Song. And we was getting rid of Miss Chuchup because how she was treating the children. And I thought it was very interesting because now Jenner now is Ogden International School or something. I just thought that was very interesting that he said that. But you're going to go, now CT, you're going to control the board. It's going to control the teachers. Now you got black men trying to raise some black men. And you got a brown man telling them, no, we taking it. And we're going to take over and we're going to do this. Hell no. Y'all need to call y'all elected officials, call Prickster, call all these suckers. Because they got to go in November after the election, because there's one school still open that's under the Illinois state charter. But they're not going to deal with it after the election. And it's probably going to be the same thing. They're just not going to tell y'all. They're just trying to wait. I think it's the 7th or the 8th or something that they're going to deal with it. I don't remember, but I looked at it. I didn't write it down. I'm just trying to say that a man can't ride your back if it's not bent. And y'all think y'all involved in some political. Y'all just say nothing, involved in nothing. Y'all involved in a political plantation. Now, don't get mad at these people because they're doing political empowerment. They're not there. They're there to empower their community. And that's what they're doing. And when you look, you'll see. Chewy, his whole thing was immigration was his whole thing. Why? Because I think he got naturalized in the late 70s. And he's from Mexico. So immigration is his thing. And if you look at all these, y'all better watch these people. They all running. They running for America to be on a ticket for America and be this. But look at these folks who's doing it. And then you look at the paper that was in, back to that paper I had at some time, where all Asian folks were taking pictures and how they was working, and they got folks in both parties. This is what this man named Fetterman, man, the man who can't talk, who had a stroke, needs to go somewhere to sit down. His wife just got here, just got naturalized a few years ago. Got the nerves to be calling America racist. I take offense to these folks who just got here and calling America racist. It wasn't racist enough for them to bring their butts over here, be dying and swimming to get here. But then that's a dog whistle for us. They have not experienced what we experienced. But we did understand that education was very important for us. Family was very important. God, church, all that stuff was very important. And when I hear these people talking about, well, we believe in God. I'm going this way. We believe in family and God and hard work. Because what they're trying to call you lazy. After the school's going to turn you to be functioning illiterate students where you only deal with emotions. Well, we need to be looking at what we're going to do, take these boys, take these kids and train them, give them a skill. It ain't always about going to college. You have a skill. We used to have, in Whiting, Indiana, you had the gas, you had a gas place over there. You used to have a steel company. Y'all remember the steel? They said they dislocated workers who, when they closed down the steel mill, how they was going to help them. When they sent all the steel to China, they didn't have those dislocated workers. And I'm sure it happened in your town, too. I'm saying, blacks, we got to get like them. I don't know, even those who call themselves Black Caucus, of nobody who is sitting and working on behalf of black people, the economic, the education. Nobody's addressing that. It's just dog whistle. And I got a lot of other stuff to talk about, but I know I got to, I just go. I got so much, y'all. I just got a bunch of stuff to talk about here. But when I looked at what they did at Urban Prep, that kind of got to me. And then I know about this voting and then what they're sending to us and what they're telling us. Let me say this before I go to the phone. I don't have to take a break, do I? Okay. I don't have to. I have to take one. I got to carry away. I'm going to take a one-minute break because I got some other stuff here on the other end. Okay, Talk of Chicago 69 WVN. I number 735-9169. We're streaming live. www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on Group Facebook. And we on Blog Talk. Look, my board is lit up. I got so into what I'm talking about, I forgot to take my break. So hang on in there. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. Dorothy Wright, Tim McCoffee, in the conversation with me right here at the Great WVN. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Access Community Health Network want you to know it's not just a month, but a movement. A mammogram is a low-dose x-ray that allows radiologists to look for changes in breast tissue and detect breast cancer before a lump can be felt. Regular mammograms are the best test doctors have to find breast cancer early, even up to 3 years. That's why it's important to follow guidelines and get your mammograms every year between the ages of 40 to 50 and every other year when you're between 50 to 74. If you're a high risk factor with dense breasts or a history of breast cancer, you can begin having mammograms before 40, and all women should do routine self-exams. This message is brought to you by Access Community Health Network.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Hi, I'm Attorney Ernesto Borges. I'd like to invite you to join me for the Borges Report for lively discussions about legal matters, politics, government, entertainment, and the topics that concern you and your life. Start your Sunday the Borges way with the Borges Report.
The Borges Report with Ernesto Borges, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I'll say it loud. With your bad self. I got to say, thank you, man. I'm back to Office Chicago, 1690 VON, 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. I tell you, the great WVON. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman here talking. I tell you, I'm going to try to take a few calls. There's so much more I wanted to tell you. Ebony did send me about the act that Congress enacted and added the language. Added the language minority provision to the Voting Rights Act for a limited group, American Indian, Asian, American, Alaskan, Native, and Spanish heritage citizens. That's interesting. this very interesting. I got so much other stuff to tell you. I got my tablet full. I ain't for y'all, but I only have a little while to talk to y'all. And I know this boy lit up, and some of y'all want to talk now. And maybe I'll take a couple of calls, but I have some other stuff I needed to add. But I'll go to the phone and take a couple of calls first. Taylor?
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Taylor.
You know what? If I would have known about Urban Prep, by the time I heard about it, I couldn't do anything about it as far as attending. But I think they're going to appeal. So if they make the appeal known, the date, they can get more assistance. And one thing I've noticed, I'm glad that Duckworth is running ads on WVON, but who is she? Her ad, she's talking about, I know how it is to be on food stamps and broke, and I'm like, who are you, are they playing those that same advertising on other stations?
I bet they're not. That's targeted marketing. They think that's what we're about, food stamps and broke. They don't think we're about. They don't think we're about contracts and economics and building and education, and she was in the Sun Times about a month or so ago with all the Asians talking about the Asian power. So you know, I mean, I don't mind. We happy to have her ad, but we more than
right.
that. That's targeting. You call that target marketing? That's what she thinks of.
I know, and that's exactly why I don't really support her. And you know, we have in Woodlawn, we have all those, where the streets, where you cross the street, those little white lines, they're being all repainted.
Uh-huh.
Nothing but Hispanics, male and female, all in the neighborhood. They're doing it all in Woodlawn.
Well, all I got to say is this, Taylor. If the community don't go shut them down, y'all can shut them down. But the point is, when I was in office, I demanded. That's what I'm saying. When these elected officials say they don't have no power, then they don't need to be in office. It's just that simple. Thank you, Taylor. God bless you.
I agree.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Janice. What's that noise in the back?
I'm sorry. It's been months or years since I called you. Urban Prep closing. I just living all my life, but I see nothing gained from it. Danny Davis went for this illegal immigration. Robin Kelly was over there. I think she even went to the border. Where are they when we need help? And they were building all out here in the south suburbs, and I couldn't find a black. I saw more dead rats downtown where I worked, and I've seen black people working on construction, and I'm not making that up.
Janice, I know you're not. When I was in office, and I'm not, I hope y'all don't think I just keep saying this, but this is real. Some of you helped me. We shut down the sites, and we demanded 70-30 in our ward. So you got people there who sign off on these contracts, and they go on. They just get a donation to their campaign and move on. Right now, we're not having the right representation, and I wish our people would do better. Thank
well,
you.
Well, it was something that Mark said, vote for us this time. And this is one time I will be voting straight Republican, straight, because I'm tired of it.
Well,
and I've never been on welfare, never took a Section 8 voucher. My mother worked like a dog.
Let me tell you this. All
other black women work like a dog.
Education.
And I have never been on welfare.
Well, we're going to talk about the role of black women in the next thing, how we got to stand up and fight.
And my grandparents and my uncle, great uncle down south, he owned his own property. He used to tell us why other people were drinking and partying, I was buying farmland.
Yeah, he said, get you some dirt. Thank you, Janice. We was always told, get a piece of dirt. Can I take one more call? I think I can take one more. I'm going to get Anita before I take a break. And y'all better get on these lines. Anita?
Good morning, Dorothy. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Anita.
Mama D has a statement. They turn our children into kids and not children, that we're not a goat with four legs. And the people that's coming over here, they're not really spiritual, Dorothy. They just come over here and they mouth that they want something better for their families.
And they'll die for their coming. And they're talking about, no, that's not true, because I see them talking about their God, their family, and their work. All of them, most of them are. But the Catholicism is what most of them are. They're mostly Catholic. But most of them are. That's not true. They are.
But Dorothy, they come over here for food, clothing, and shelter. And then they sit down and drink and then have sex.
But why you want to keep talking about them? See, Anita. I'm not. These folks coming because they think America's a better place to come. But we got representation, and we send to represent us that's not doing anything to deal with that to help us. And if we just talk about it, these folks, that's why I said once they get it, then they start talking, don't call America, don't talk about America that we built, because it's our country. But they tricking black Americans and giving up their own rights in this country.
But, Dorothy, remember Elijah Muhammad did not teach food, clothing, and shelter. He taught believing in God. I'm telling you, these if they believed in God, there'd be no way they would mistreat us.
Okay.
So they do not believe in God. They fool clothing and shelter.
I'm off the days today. I'm getting information. I want to know what our people going to do about this. What are they going to drop their bucket? Thank you, Anita. Okay, y'all. I got as many calls as I could before my break, but I got to get one. I got a few lines open. If y'all get it, I'm going to get y'all when I come back. We're going straight to the phone. As I mentioned a couple of things. Call for Tim in a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright, Tim Wright at the great city of Chicago at great WVON. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us up. You go. www.von.com. We're on iHeart. Maybe I get on Rumble. Maybe I get on Truth Social. And I see Musk got the other stuff. Maybe I can get back on Twitter because they're shadow banning me. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be gone a few minutes, y'all. I got a few lines open, so get on it. I'm coming back to the phone because this phone, I just got some lines open. Be right back, y'all.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
A young black gunman who killed two people at a St. Louis, Missouri high school recently bought his rifle legally from a private seller. Police say Orlando Harris initially tried to buy a gun from a licensed dealer, but was blocked by a background check. So instead, he bought a gun from a private seller, which Missouri law does not prevent. A week before the shooting, Harris's mother called police about a gun she found in his room, but officers said they couldn't seize it because the state has no red flag laws.
One Republican senator says Democrats are terrified of African-American Herschel Walker winning his Senate race in Georgia.
I want every liberal jumping off bridges in San Francisco because Herschel won in Georgia.
Speaking at a rally for Walker, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Democrats are afraid that the prospect, because that means Republicans are not racist. Walker is trying to take down Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. The race could decide who controls the Senate over the next 2 years.
And in a new ad, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is attacking Herschel Walker. Take a listen to the ad that has pieces of multiple news stations' reports.
A domestic violence call involving U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker.
Telling police she was very frightened of Walker.
Shedding new light on incidents of violence.
Walker took out his anger by punching a hole in the door.
Violence against women. He stalked and threatened her.
Stalking and threatening a woman.
Former football star's myriad of lies and stunning hypocrisy.
He literally lied on the oath.
Repeatedly lying.
Lying about his past.
Lies upon lies.
Can he really be our senator? DSCC is responsible for the content of this ad.
President Biden is predicting that student loan forgiveness checks will go out within the next 2 weeks. He made the comments Thursday at an interview with News Nation. The administration's loan forgiveness program is being halted by a federal appeals court, which is considering a challenge from six Republican-led states. Biden noted, "We're going to win that case."
In 2008, Michael Jackson made a surprise appearance at a Halloween party hosted by Dixie Chicks' Natalie Maines. She said many guests didn't believe it was really him and noted that, quote, a couple of people went up to him and told him he had the greatest Michael Jackson costume ever, end quote. Michael Jackson was one of the greatest entertainers of all time. At least three of the African American Legends albums were diamond certified. Jackson died on June 25th, 2009. For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the Black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. I'm Alexandria Ikemoni on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
Did you know a woman's risk of breast cancer nearly doubles if she has a first-degree relative? That's a mother, sister, or daughter who has been diagnosed with breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Schedule your mammogram today.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month is powered by our friends at Access Community Health Network. They have 35 locations throughout Chicago and surrounding suburbs to serve you and your family. For an appointment, call 866-267-2353 or visit the website achn.net.
My name is Adara, and I am a home health care worker. It is extremely empowering to help somebody else feel independent. I am voting yes for the Workers' Rights Amendment. Having the Workers' Rights Amendment allows us to fight and negotiate for better jobs. We take care of people who need the care. And if we are not taken care of, we can't provide care for others. I've worked 18-hour days, working that many hours. It's tiring. It takes a lot of endurance, a lot of determination. The Workers' Rights Amendment guarantees workers the right to speak honestly about safety and other concerns. I don't want to leave my safety or the safety of my consumers to politicians and CEOs. It's too important for them. I'm voting for the Workers' Rights Amendment, and you should too. You can vote to protect your rights at work too. Vote yes on the Workers' Rights Amendment on Tuesday, November 8th, or vote early or by mail.
Paid for by SEIU Illinois Council PAC.
This is P-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense, so bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Muwakil asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscle. Join our global classroom where we're all students of the world.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
2021 marked Chicago's deadliest year in a quarter century. Crimes and gang-related violence continue to increase year over year. We can stop this violence cycle by implementing trade schools for young adults, former inmates, and other Chicagoans to learn valuable skills, providing opportunity, education, and economic empowerment. Choose Dr. Willie Wilson as mayor so we can keep Chicago safe together.
I approve this message.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Access Community Health Network want you to know it's not just a month, but a movement. Breast cancer is the most common cancer worldwide, surpassing lung cancer for the first time in 2020. It's the leading cause of cancer death in less developed countries, and the second leading cause of cancer death in American women. Cancer.org states that the average risk of a woman in the United States developing breast cancer sometime in her life is about 13%, which means there is a 1 in 8 chance you may get breast cancer. Currently, there are more than 3.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. These are hard facts, but awareness is power. This message is brought to you by Access Community Health Network.
This is President Barack Obama. Illinois will always hold a special place in my heart. You believed in me before anyone else did. And you believed in J.B. Pritzker, too. Before J.B. became governor, things were a mess. So he worked to balance the budget, pay bills on time, and improve Illinois' credit rating. And J.B. hasn't just helped put us on a stronger financial footing. He's made Illinois a national leader on so many issues we care about. Raising the minimum wage, protecting voting rights, cracking down on the sale of illegal guns. JB also signed a landmark law protecting a woman's right to choose. So, when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Illinois became a safe haven for women everywhere. That's why I'm proud to cast my ballot to re-elect J.B. Pritzker. And I hope you will too.
Paid for by J.B. for Governor.
My name is Adara, and I am a home health care worker. It is extremely empowering to help somebody else feel independent. I am voting yes for the Workers' Rights Amendment. Having the Workers' Rights Amendment allows us to fight and negotiate for better jobs. We take care of people who need the care. And if we are not taken care of, we can't provide care for others. I've worked 18-hour days, working that many hours. It's tiring. It takes a lot of endurance, a lot of determination. The Workers' Right Amendment guarantees workers the right to speak honestly about safety and other concerns. I don't want to leave my safety or the safety of my consumers to politicians and CEOs. It's too important for them. I'm voting for the Workers' Rights Amendment, and you should too. You can vote to protect your rights at work too. Vote yes on the Workers' Rights Amendment on Tuesday, November 8th, or vote early or by mail.
Paid for by SEIU Illinois Council PAC.
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Difficult days ahead.
But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that. Y'all prepared for that?
He said, I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. Might not get there with you, but we as a people will get to the promised land. I don't know how many people, how many of our leaders like that. Everybody want to be Dr. King, but then nobody wants to die. Like everybody want to go to heaven, nobody wants to die. Dr. King is one of our few leaders who gave up his life, and he wasn't in this movement for money. He did it for his people. We don't have anybody that's literally fighting for black people in the public square right now. We have a bunch of cowards, or either a bunch of scared people, or a bunch of folks who are just selfish for self. Black neglect. As we talk about all this other stuff, we got to talk about the black neglect too, because all of the struggle that we, even people before us, gave was to elevate black folks and black folks could elevate the black community. But as we elevated these black people, they ran from us. And they went everywhere and they rebuilt everywhere but in our community. Whereas other people go back and rebuild their community. And then you think other people want you around them, you think you, you know. So you want to be with them, fine, but can't you build your own community? But we are, we're dying from not just all, you want to talk about systemic racism and white supremacy, we are dying also from black neglect, those people who we put in place, elected, anointed, or appointed. It's 7 o'clock wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, sitting, driving, just thinking or saying, I wish you'd just shut up. Tired of hearing that mess. Whatever you're thinking or whatever you're drinking, let's take a deep breath. It's just Justin and I. We here by ourselves today. Take a deep breath, y'all. Justin, you with me? He said, yeah, let's take it, y'all, and let's take it for real. Your brain and your heart is one. Let's get some air to that brain. Black, 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 black. Say it enough, you might start acting like it. Black, 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 black. Those who fought the most got the less. Black, 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 black. Is that, are we black enough for you? That's the trend, baby.
Come on, black enough for you. 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 We're gonna move on up one by one. We ain't gonna stop until the work is done.
Come on, black enough for you. Scared to be black.
We're gonna move on up.
Black is safe, baby. I'm gonna let Dr. King tell y'all. This today, this means special to me.
Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign
it's
with
time, y'all. It's time. The man gave
man
his life to elevate
his own emancipation.
So that you can elevate the black community. Black and black, black and black. There's no reason why our children can't be. There's no reason why we don't have. That some of that stuff we can do ourselves. Help
let
us,
anybody
y'all.
Take your manhood.
And when you get all that money and all that stuff, and don't help
be
rebuild your
proud
community.
Of our heritage.
Your manhood
somebody
is gone and womanhood.
Said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of.
Nothing at all, but everybody makes you think, and that's why they miseducate you.
Told a lie once.
Yeah, Dr. King.
They couched it in language.
Dog whistles, dog whistles.
They made everything black, ugly,
dog
and
whistle.
Evil. Ooh. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister.
We're some great people,
look at the word white. It's all
tell them, Dr. King.
Sure.
Man gave his life just as Jesus did.
But I want to get the language right tonight.
Get the language right.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. That's what little children should be hearing every day. That's what should be talked about around the dinner table if you sit around there, wherever you're sitting. They should not have to be dodging, talking about how many folks got killed or you can't read or you can't write. Black supremacists are saying that you don't know a woman is a woman, a man is a man, or saying that your sex, we're going to teach you about sex and your gender and all that mess. But you're going to learn that you're black and you're beautiful and you can be doctors and you can be lawyers and you can be engineers, you can be builders, you can be the artisan trade because you are somebody. But not a little black child, the poor little black child, the poor little victim, You can't do nothing. We got to lower the math so that you can make it while we send everybody else to other school. We got to lower this. Oh, you're not sure who you are? Oh, come here, let me talk to you, baby. Got all them freaks in the school. Can I talk to you? Oh, baby. Oh, you might want to be a boy. And you go, a lot of hospitals are doing it. And mamas don't realize, giving these folks puberty blockers and all kind of other stuff. There's something is going on here that's not right. And the only people that's not fighting are black women and black people. Every race is fighting this mess. And we're scared, and it goes back to, that's Jim Crow 2.0, because of the fear to fight. When a black man is walking down the street and he saw a white woman coming to take his hat and put it down on the ground and hold his head down and not look at her, that was fear. I go work and clean these white folks' houses or do all that stuff. That's the real Jim Crow. That's what I'm talking about. Or going picking cotton all day for these House of Morgan and all of them, picking that cotton and not making no money. But we knew we were somebody. Look at what Carter did. Look what George Washington Carver did. Look what all these black folks did, because they knew they were somebody. And education was very important to us, how they fought in the military and did. Like right now, they don't tell black folks military is a career because they give it to everybody else. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling y'all, 773-591-69. We streaming live at www.viewing.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us up, you go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook. I might go back on Twitter because they shadow banned me. They thought I was too militant. So I was going to go to Truth Social, Rumble or something. But then I was on nothing. Now, I don't Ebony manage my Facebook and that stuff. They shadow banned me. This girl is too militant. And all I was doing is trying to make sure that black folks got the truth. So we back, y'all. And that's all I'm trying to do today, because we're like, 10 or 9 days away from the election. And I'm going to try to get some more of these Target stuff and see what they send to these other folks. As I said, Micah Scott, you need to resign. You're a disgrace to your father, and you're a disgrace to the black community. We fought our butt off when Jane Byrne put your father off the Board of Education for some of them Bogan brawls. We went down there, we fought Jane Byrne, we even went to jail to get your father on that board. And you sitting there, and you voted to build that new school on CHA land for the Chinese people, but at the same time, you voted to let the Board of Education take over Urban Prep. They have higher standardized test scores, higher college and university enrollment rate compared to COS, and Urban Prep has the highest. I got all this information from a reliable source in education. According to the person I was talking to, taking over Urban Prep is a feather in the cap for CPS against charters. They also want to unionize charters. They are marching, trying to do that right now, they said. These are some educational people who really understand this stuff. I said, let me know about Urban Prep grades, because I read what they say they do. I want to know, but these people know that compared to the COS, Urban Prep has higher college and universal enrollment rates, higher standardized test scores, higher completion of college coursework, higher attendance and classroom engagement. What do you want? If you want to close some, close these non-functioning schools. They got our children telling me, yeah, the graduation rate might have went up, but the kids can't read, just passing them on. Why would you want you to close some of them? What you want you to take with these functions literate they put in our children off so they can be emotional? You're not saying anything about that. Because all of you go to private schools or the best schools, and you're building separate schools, enclaves for other people. That's what I'm talking about. I'm really pissed. And the community, not even the elected officials, I don't know what they were down there. If somebody was down there, I could be wrong. Just let me know. The last thing, and I'm going to go back to the phone. I tell you, election's coming. We got the mayor, world election. But right now, we got the state election. I don't know what our representatives are. If they don't have nobody running against them, I guess they're somewhere quiet. That don't mean you sit down somewhere quiet. We got a lot of stuff going on. And see, right now, Martinez is over the board. What's the other person, the Hispanic, over there? There's the president of the board. You got somebody, one of them over the Board of Election. You don't see nobody circulating no petitions for the clerk's office. You don't see nobody telling me they're going to take the other person who took Dorothy Brown's place out. All this stuff, but you got folks ingrained because they're doing political empowerment. They're very strategic. Yeah, I'm not mad about that. But you, if you don't know, you just run there being black and brown. They are very strategic. And they tied in their church. They got their community. They got all their NGO. And they're helping all these folks. I understand that the, all of them from the 20th Ward, somebody tell me if I'm wrong, got very upset because Lori took a busload of those, they're immigrants, illegal immigrants. They're not migrants. They're not migrating from one part of the country to the other. They're immigrants. And putting her ward, and she said, don't nobody speak Spanish. Why are you putting my ward? Well, I thought she was one of the progressives. Y'all understand the word progressive does not mean what you think it is. That's why when Johnson, who's running, tell me, I'm with the progressive. Yeah, I bet you are. Huh. When they had the candidates in Logan Square got it all. They had, tell me, the folks wasn't progressive enough. Ain't nobody had no kind of hearings or no kind of meetings in our community where people came and took the questions from black people. Because, no, all you got to worry about is abortion. The voting right, they didn't take the voting right out of their mouth. Voting right and illegal guns. Boy, boy, boy. When are we going to ask for contracts? How many contracts on the Board of Education? How many contracts from the city of Chicago, the state? What's going on with the schools? We need some relevant stuff, y'all. That's why we put you there. And now you're going to allow Urban Prep to be closed because they want to close charter schools. And most of these electors, see what gets me, a lot of these folks don't have children. Or if they have them, they're not in the schools where your children go. For all due respect to the president, his children went to the Sitwell School. He wouldn't have dare sent them to none of these schools. Before that, they was at University of Chicago Lab School. But our children, it's like they're telling you that our children don't mean nothing. And I'm going to deal with this whole thing about how you can fight back. And they're teaching our children all about sex and they don't listen to your parent, your gender reassignment, all that mess. And I want to know where the parents, where the mothers and the fathers. The fathers was over at Urban Prep. Let me go to the phone and talk to y'all. Oh, the last thing before I do that, because I ain't going to go back to my thing. This whole thing, that what they're doing with Lori about, and they have a right as a council to organize and deal with their own committees. They have that right. So her saying, well, I'm taking a precedent. Ain't no precedent. You go by the law. And according to the city council chart and what we have, what you have down there, is that the council have a right to organize itself. Just because they gave it over don't mean it's right. And now they're hollering and screaming about, oh, let me be the education board. They ain't doing nothing with the education because they don't have no power. It ain't nothing but to be overcommitted, to get extra money for that committee, and to play games. Now let me go to the phone. Hello, Mama D.
Oh, hallelujah, greetings. Two things quickly because I'm full. English is not the official language in America, but it should be because it is the mother tongue language of NAA, Indigenous Native American Africans. Everybody else who came here came by choice from a country. They must be naturalized in order to be citizens if they weren't born here. And that requires you to read, write, and speak English. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act changes that. But anyway, every time our children show excellence, whether it's Inglewood Urban Prep,
uh-huh,
or it's the Jackie Robinson Little League,
mm-hmm,
World Champions, the powers that be, they use the bad behavior of adults, to punish the children and keep them under the Jim Crow genocide, heart and mind damage. This is in violation of the Brown versus Board of Education.
Well, you know, the man that they're accusing of what he did is fighting back. He's saying he's not guilty. But aside from that, I understand what you're saying. That's true.
Yeah, because the part of the the Board of Education decision was it was unconstitutional because it only existed to keep the status of the Negro down.
Mm-hmm.
And every time our children pull themselves up by footprint boots, here they come.
Jim Crow 2.0. Jim Crow 2.0. Not only our children, anytime anybody in the black community stand up to move, they here they come. Don't have that. And now our black men, young black men, who their grade scores, I score the CPS, but they want to make that a they want to get that get rid of charter schools, make that unionized. The union over there paying folks and the children can't read and write. Look, Mama D, do you know whether or not any elected officials or leaders was down at that board with those Urban Prep?
As far as we know, nobody was down there speaking on our behalf. That's why we have to have an advocate for INBAR, Indigenous Native American rights. Everybody else talks about rights. We talk about everything else.
We used to talk about rights.
Talk about our rights, especially our constitutional rights. Look, the former slaves and former slave owners, we got some unfinished business. We're not just going to roll over and play dead because these new Americans think that they can just push us aside, that like we don't even exist here.
Well, let me say this, and I'm going to have to go, but I'm going to be able to say this. I saw Fetterman's wife last night. I wanted to throw up talking about racist America. This heifer just got here a few years ago, and he's going to talk about America being racist. They use that so the black folks will join in with them. This is the most racist country. Keep your butt by where you came from. The same way with the girl in Minnesota. Go back where you came from. Same way with Joy Reid.
Absolutely.
Same way with Joy Reid.
Let these sanctuary settlers as well as sanctuary seekers just leapfrog over us as if we're not here.
Well,
leapfrog over black men because they are being replaced by these white women and these black women that are falling in behind these white women. And just let me say this in conclusion. Warnock, in the spirit of Warlock, is on the wrong side of spiritual history. He's a pastor, politician, and he is going against the Old Testament that says, "Thou shalt not kill," and the New Testament that says that he came that we might have...
I don't see our ministers.
He's out of order.
I can't just see how a minister would go for abortions anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm so upset about this Martin Luther King's building because that hurt my heart when I saw this apartment building that Ebenezer owned. That's like a desecration to the church. And it was garbage everywhere, and people were sitting in the lobby because the elevators was out, and they was evicting folks for $20 and $40. And I said, oh, my God. So I would have felt better if he'd have came and said, "It is ours. We have private management. I'm going to go over there and take care of it. Nobody will be evicted." He didn't say that. That made me upset. Thank you, Mama D. That made me very upset. And not have nothing to do with politics other than the fact that he got Dr. King's name on that stuff. And I'm telling y'all, we got to clear our heads up. I was telling Mama D, just like the man wondered why we talk about Joy Reid. I talk about her because if she don't have white supremacy, racism, talk about what she going to talk about. And this is a country that allowed her family from the Congo to come here, let her went to Harvard. I think it was Harvard, one of them she went to. She went to the school there based off affirmative action that we had fought for. Her daddy went back to the Congo. China over there taking all the natural minerals from them. And all she can do is sit there talk about systemic racism and all this. She don't know nothing about what we went through. And that's the man. Why you ever talk? Because I think it's wrong if this country embraced somebody to come here, and that's all you got to do is talk about this country. You don't know what we went through. You don't know what's all, but you're using that because if you got to start talking about solutions, you can't talk about. You're not talking about the education of the black children. You're not talking about the contracts in these cities. We need to change the dialogue. Maurice, how you doing? Turn your radio down. Do you want me to come back to you? Hello, Maurice.
Hey, Ms. Tillman. This is Maurice Perkins. How you doing?
I'm fine, Maurice. How you doing?
I just wanted to say congratulations to Cory Brooks, Pastor Cory Brooks, who came by the Swift Mansion last week. He just received a $20 million grant to build his Force facility.
Oh, praise God. I saw that this morning on Channel 7. One of the, I think they're supposed to be doing, a ribbon cutting, don't they?
That's right. And he sacrificed for it. He's getting a lot of the guys that are coming out of prison. He's helping them.
Yeah.
And he was in the mansion last week. And you know the Swift Mansion is the finest building in Chicago. It's Georgia marble, not limestone or sandstone. And I wanted Reverend Brooks to bring his son back like he said he would so we could finish the true story of the Great Migration. We've got hard work the guys in prison
did. Well, since you mentioned migration, Maurice, migration is moving within this country from one place to the other. They're trying to make these 5 million people who came across the border migrants. They're immigrants.
No,
they're not migrants.
Them coming from Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia and Arkansas to work for Swift at the Chicago Stockyard getting their first hourly wage, that was the Great Migration.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Maurice.
As we sit here in the fertile crescent of Black Chicago in terms of people coming here, and that history is important.
Yeah, we got to tell the history, and we got to make history for the young folks. You got to make history and tell the history.
Hey, if you're still an activist, sister, it ain't just about the radio. I mean, you could put your rag back on your head and come on back out here because that's
well,
real work.
No, you do it. I'll sign you to drop your bucket, which you've already done. You've been doing it for a long time. Drop your bucket. Thank you, Maurice. Drop your bucket. Drop your bucket, Maurice. Okay. I'm so glad I'm a Christian. David.
Yeah, good morning, Mrs. Dillon.
Good morning, David.
I got an idea. Instead of us going backwards on the Inglewood Prep School situation, let's go forward and make that school starting from grade school on up to 12th grade so when the black men get ready to go to college, they'll be, they'll be
wait
ready.
A minute, David. That doesn't make any sense. Let's build a school like them that the children can go to that. I'm talking about right now these folks are taking over that school. So that's what we're dealing with. So to say, no, what we do is let demand that school stay because of their grades and stuff. And why not take one of these other schools that got closed and then build from that? That's what I would suggest, David.
Right. I agree with you. But I was saying, why not start from grade school on up, from kindergarten?
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, that's what we have to do. That's what we have done in the past. If you get Jimmy's book, Tillman Ann Book of Great Black American Patriots. Most of the patriots during that time built schools, and we taught. I was telling them this morning about the school. My books I had, they weren't too many. They was good books, but they've been used for a long time. But our teachers taught us just like these people are doing at Irving Prep. Let's get another school to do it. That's a great idea. That's dropping your bucket. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Minister Hayden.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine, Minister Hayden. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I listen to people all the time, and I just listen. I learn a lot by just listening. And, and I listen to Dr. King quite often when I ride down the road in my truck this morning, like I always do.
Yeah.
And one thing that we have to understand is that we have become a people of complaining. We complain all the time. We complain all the time. But we never step up to solve the solutions about what we're complaining about.
Well, wait a minute, Ms. Hayden. I think that when you talk about education, Urban Prep stepped up. And they got a school.
Oh, no, I got that part. That's just.
No, but I want to talk about that for a moment. I want to talk about that for a moment.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
And here they have Urban Prep got their school. And they have a higher attendance and get classroom engagement. They got a higher students out of test. They got all that. And these folks are trying to take over, and nobody's stepping up to help support them. So it looks like every time we start moving and they move on us, where do we go? People go peep behind the curtain. But you're right. We got to drop our bucket. That's what I told y'all last week.
You're right. I think it was Malcolm X that said, he said, as soon as a black man says something that white folks don't like, they always go find somebody black to bring down what that black man just said. And I leave you with this, Ms. Tillman, this morning. Jeremiah 1:4-9, and if I had to talk about it, be the subject of be the heartbeat of life. And then he said that, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I ordained you and sanctified you. You know the rest of the scripture.
Right.
And then he said, I command that thou shalt speak. But be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee
uh-huh.
to deliver thee. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So when I hear Sister Janice talking about she's going to vote for a straight Republican and then, you know, she never welfare and all that, there's nothing wrong with welfare if you use it the way it's designed.
And I don't think she meant it. I don't think she meant it like that. Hey, I don't think she meant it.
Okay, well,
listen to me, Hayden. I think she was responding to the ad that Tammy Duckworth had about food stamps and welfare.
Well, but here, this brings it back to what I said before. Instead of calling the radio station and complaining about this, Ms. Janice and everybody else, get up and run for these positions. Fannie Lou Hamer said, you can pray until you faint, but if you don't get up and try to do something, God's not going to put it in your lap. And if you don't think that you're part of the problem, and I forget how the rest of it goes, but instead of complaining,
you're not part
about
of the solution,
it,
you're part of the problem. That's the thing.
Okay.
And I gotta go, Minister Hayden, but we gotta put God. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting principality, and we gotta put God.
Get up and do something about it, though.
Okay,
I'm
not saying don't. I'm telling everybody to drop their bucket, and let's do it.
Yes,
you drop your bucket now, Hayden. Let me know about your bucket next week. Thank you so much. Whew, I tell you. Mike, thanks for waiting for a long time. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Yes.
I tell you, one of the biggest things that I've heard in ages, I heard last week on WGON when Tavis Smiley broadcast the program with the men of the Pulse Beat, black men of the United States. I believe, I don't know, but one of the speakers, I think it might have been Dr. Frazier, he made this statement. He says that the mindset of Africans, the way they think, is different than the mindset of Europeans. He didn't say white, but I believe he meant white Europeans. He says the white European thinks more so of power, money, and control. He says, and that's been sold a lot here, and a lot of black African-Americans have started to function and thinking like that. And I could see that if they take the bag. So we bought off. But he says Africans think, as you say, you and I, relationship and community. So that's the only way we're going to win is relationship, you and I, and community.
And God.
Obviously, there's a lot of people we can see, they ain't saying nothing, they ain't doing nothing. We put them in office. I don't know if they took the bag or not, but they're not benefiting us.
I said we're suffering from black neglect. That's what I said, Mike. Black neglect. Yeah,
we got to change our mindset, obviously, and be you and I relationship community. Because we're talking about our community all the time.
Thank you so
and
much.
I was going to leave with this. The excuses, $1.3 trillion in the United States. I don't know how many millions or billions is right here in Chicago. So we should be relationship, you and I, putting that money together and controlling our own whatever we want to control.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And I'm going to talk about that another time, because I'm going to talk about those banks that we opened. Then folks took them and did other stuff. We started business. We're going to talk about this whole black neglect who have benefited from the struggle, but they do not come back to help rebuild the community. Thank you, Mike. We're dealing from black neglect too, y'all. You can put it everywhere. I'm talking about black neglect, and then you got other folks where they put black folks in a position that we fought for that didn't understand our struggle because their skin was black, but they didn't understand the struggle. But then you got black folks who are part of us who neglect, but they come giving us this black wooden nickel. That's what I'm talking about. Let me be quiet for a moment. Byron.
Good morning, Dorothy. Mr. Hayden threw me off with the insult on Janice. Janice is trying to change things. She's saying, I voted 50 years for the Democratic Party. I'm making a change. She is trying to make a change, Mr. Hayden. But anyway, the reason I heard
that black men are leaving the party real fast. I don't know
what
that's
Hispanics
about.
No, Hispanics are leaving the Democratic Party, going to Republican. Hispanics are leaving in droves. Watch that race in Atlanta. Watch the race in Philly. Right? All this stuff is changing red, and these people are sitting behind on the Democrat plantation waiting for something to happen. Ain't nothing going to happen. If Chris
Wait. We shouldn't be on no plantation. We got to start our own and deal with our own power.
But at least we got to play the field like they play the field.
Cause
in our best interest, Dorothy.
I know these other folks got people in different places.
Yes.
I was looking at this whole thing that was in the Sun-Times a few weeks ago. Tammy Duckworth was there with the Asians. All they were standing there. They were sitting on top of their power. And they got folks in each party, and they were talking about how they was putting folks up and what they got folks running out. And we right here not talking about our children, our economics, our community. We just getting all caught up in baloney. That's a plantation, man, that you don't even.
But Dorothy.
Huh?
Dorothy, of all the black people who are running for mayor, name me one that was talking about the urban prep school. Name me one of those people.
I can't name you now, my brother. Can't name you now.
What's the purpose then? What's the purpose of you running? It's all a game they're playing on us.
Byron, I got to go now, but I tell you,
okay.
My grandma would say, can't tell you nothing. Can't tell you neither one. No. There was a lady when I was growing up in Montgomery. Her name was Aunt Dolly. She was across the street from us on McGowan Street. And you got our wood from Papa Russell that was all part of all that stuff. She had a lot of trees, all kind of fruit and stuff. And she would say, come here, Dolly. I want you to go up there to the store, and I want you to do so-and-so. But I'm telling you something. Don't you tarry now. Don't you tarry. I understood that. Right now, we can't tarry, y'all. We got to do what we got to do. Brother Chris.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
Great show, as always. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And it was a saying, the church was the most segregated hour in America. And, you know, how they use Christianity to keep us in check, like they tell the slaves, you can suffer on earth and then be blessed when you leave here. America is...
Wait, Chris. My teaching and my spirituality didn't tell me just suffer on earth and be blessed. All of the changes that was made for the black people in this country and all of the schools that was built and hospitals was done by black folks and led by black ministers. So I'm not going to say everybody was like that. So
okay.
And I was raised by around black ministers in Montgomery, and those ministers fought very hard. Some of them got their houses bombed and everything else. So I'm not going to say that you now all of them, those cowards talked that, not the other ones.
I totally get your point, but America needs a reckoning. They never got called to the carpet for hanging us in America. America's racism is as American as apple pie. Thank you, Ms. Tillman.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Dava?
A good morning. God bless you, Ms. Alderman. I want to say this, that the Word of God teaches us that He's taken the foolish things of the world to conform the wise and the weaker things of the world to conform the strong. So what's about to happen is the last is about to be first, and the first is about to be last. And what He is going to do is take the wealth of the wicked and set it up for the righteous. And so this is a turnaround for what we have been through from 1619 to 2019. But what black people have to do is come together to
What do you mean by this is a turnaround? I don't understand that.
In other words,
you know,
God
I believe
going,
very strongly in God. And sometimes,
yeah.
Bevel told us that sometimes we use the word to become not to be able to do nothing, but just sit and wait. So
this is what God has shown me, Dorothy. It's working. What God has shown me, everything is working for the better of the good of those that loves Him, Dorothy. We have not went back to God. We do everything else and with everybody and follow everybody. But He said, if you love me, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me.
And to pick up your cross and follow me, that means to get out there and do the work. Go out there and deal with yourself, help our children to fight these demons out there, to fight all the stuff.
And Dorothy, but why do you think I am the president of Hale Washington Park? So we can come there and pray, come together in unity.
I got you. I got you. Tell me this every week, and I'm not downing. I just got a few minutes. You tell me about what you're doing. But after you know what we did when I was in the movement, we prayed before we went to do our work.
That's
and
right.
We prayed when we came back, but we went to
That's
work
right.
after we prayed. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah, well,
so
we doing the work. God bless you. Love
Thank
you.
You. Ain't nobody worried. We gotta make sure that we do what we got to do here, you know, because ain't nobody worried. You know, we got to be word. Anthony Hamilton. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.theviewing.com. iHeartRadio. I got a couple lines open, y'all. Yeah.
When the kids die young and the mothers are suffering, ain't nobody praying. When they kneel down low, all they doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomach starts to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read. Then our babies turned to crime, started getting high, cause the job train kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. No
ain't nobody worried.
No. When the tears start to fall and you can't see your way.
Yeah.
Just will carry on. Come on.
Come on. Oh my God, come on y'all. That's why them babies over there at Urban Prep. Come on y'all. Woo! Come on y'all, come on, come on. Come on, y'all. When the tears start to fall, come on, y'all. Those black men over there, Urban Prep, get thrown out on the street. Then you're going to be talking, oh, they was Urban Prep, and they got rid of it. Ain't nobody worried. Come on, y'all. Let's have those young men back. Alexander Hamilton. Anthony Hamilton. Yeah, ain't nobody worried. Anthony Hamilton, ain't nobody worried. It's going to end education, y'all. Stop trying to function illiterate students. We stand with Urban Prep. I know you're into the song, but ain't nobody worried. I'm going to try to take a couple more calls before I leave here. We got to worry. We got to be concerned. Don't be concerned. We got to do something. I would say a lot of them folks went down at Urban Prep because they didn't get their marching orders or didn't get their notes. And when I talk about these folks, I don't mean everybody. Because some of them who went down there to do something got knocked and scared. They got left by themselves. And sometimes folks just do something, don't understand what they're in, don't understand. We're in a dangerous zone right now, y'all. We're in a dangerous time. Very dangerous. But because if you allow a school that's helping black men and let this Martinez come and say they're going to take it over when the whole public school is failing, there's something wrong with that. I'm going to see what Travis got to say. Hello, Mr. Travis.
Yeah, good morning. You know, what's sad is that, as the previous caller made the point, you got all these folks running for mayor. CPS got a $10.4 billion budget. They got a windfall of $32 million because of SB 508.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing with all that money? And Johnny still can't read.
I don't know. And not only that, Travis, they need to cut. They still taking tax dollars in this hard time in our budget. Take away them taxes they got on all that stuff. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Our children can't read. You're right.
Right. Let me say this before I go. folks, you better wake up and don't fall for the okey-doke. You better vote no on Amendment 1, because if it passes, you won't have no rights, no say-so over any of these schools.
Thank you so
much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Hello, Plump.
Way on Yah Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, thank you for everything you do. The Harold Washington Foundation .info for all information. Black Power October the Superstar Earth Day Birthday Celebration. Honoring the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Reverend Dr. Jesse Lewis Jackson Sr. and Herb Kent. Tomorrow, Sunday, October the 30th from 2:30 to 4:30, we'll be at Lake Grove Village, 3515 South Cottage Grove, First Floor. For more information, call Minister Frump at 312-671-2773. We love you. Keep up the work.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you so much. What is that? Tahaka?
Tahaka.
Tahaka, okay.
Yes, I host a show on Block Talk Radio, but I wanted to interject a little information with a special project we done. We had a little grandbaby, and what we did was we've created our own college curriculum for our children, and we took all the information that she would see on TV as her own images and her own people and her own grandmothers and grandfathers. No talking trees, no talking cars, none of that. And when it came to her diet, she's never eaten baby food before in her life. She's never had any Similac or anything like that. All of her foods was raw food.
Yeah, and hurry up because I'm almost out of time.
Okay. But anyway, the only point that I was trying to make is to take your children before they get 1 year, before they get a year old or 2 years old. They're supposed to already know the ABCs and already be able to count. She does.
Okay, thank you.
And,
I agree with
control.
You. We've had homeschool, one of my grands, and also Sister Shahida was very good. She, by the time those kids turn three, they're reading and doing math and everything else. I agree, you know, that's important. Lady G.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning, Lady G.
I just wanted to tell you I haven't been listening to you because I've been trying to get my house in order. I'm running for the 7th Ward, Alderman. And I need to be talking to you when we get off the phone.
No, you don't need to be talking to me.
I need your advice. I need some help. I need to ask you some things to do.
I don't know. Why are you running? And what you going
to
do?
I'm running because I need to run because this man ain't doing nothing over here.
Well, I think what you need to do
is
you need to begin to talking to your voters and see what they think.
I've already done that.
Talk to your voters and see.
I know you can't vote for me, but you can direct me in the right path.
Okay, Lady G, it's good to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Same here, and I still love you.
I love you,
too.
Now,
I don't know
go.
What number to call. Who
my
do I talk to get your number?
My engineer telling me I got to go. Thank y'all. No more calls. My engineer telling me I got to go. I'm so sorry. Next week, I'll try to finish up this stuff we was talking about and get ready. Y'all finally stretch to the election. I tell you to look and see. To see where your polling place is and see have it been moved, because mine is way over on Evans. I'm on 43rd and King Drive, and I got to go all the way to Woodson, 44th and Evans. And some, you better look. And ain't nobody worried. They plan, and they put it way out there, and then see these things. Mail us back in. And sometimes it's good to go vote so you can get a chance to talk to people and, you know, to do things like that. But, and you can play You Got the Power. Turn it up just a little bit. Okay, because we got power. Don't believe. Evan, I did say happy birthday to you, boom. I don't know where you was at. I said happy birthday to my baby when I started. That's my first grandbaby, granddaughter. Evan is oldest daughter. That's why Evan not here today. You got the power, y'all. You got the power. That's why they're all over you just before the election. And they used to call us a voting block. So we are a block. Let's ask for some, y'all. And those who are representing us, ask for some. Don't go to the table hungry. You're going to show up in the church. And you have to notice they didn't even come to too many churches this time. That says a lot. I haven't seen that many politicians in the church this time. Let's talk about that. That says a lot, those Christians who are listening. You got the power because you're a voting block. Rather than tell me what these other folks are doing, these folks understand power. So they'll consolidating their power. We have, our power been misused, and it's being misused. But our babies can't read. The Board of Education got all these contracts, look who they're giving them to. Then they take urban prep away from them. The city got contracts, the state got contracts. Look at all this stuff that's going on. We'll focus on that while everybody else is walking away with economics in the best schools. You got the best, you got the power. But we just have to see what we're going to do. And I call on all the ministers and elected, anointed, and appointed leaders that we got to get in that public square. That we got to put the black agenda in the public square. Not black and brown, but the black agenda. So when we sit with our brothers and sisters of the other race, we sit from a power position, not from a begging position. And I know because of post-traumatic slavery syndrome, enslaved syndrome, that some of y'all don't understand that. But when you sit at the table, you got to say, I've already ate, because if you have not already ate, you eat anything they give you. You got the power. Dorothy Wright Tillman, coffee in a conversation with me, right here at the great WVON every Saturday from 6 to 8, trying to just talk to y'all in this conversation and listen to y'all and just tell you got the power. Until next week, use your power. We're going to end it up next week when we're talking about this state and county election, and we're going to move on. You got the power, y'all. Stand with Urban Prep. Urban Prep, stand up. Man can't ride your back if it's not bent. Illinois State, Board of Education, don't touch them. You wait until after the election to take that building they got. Until next week, just know you got it. You got the power to make that mountain down. When you found the power to make that road unwind. Yes. All that in my heart. It's in your heart, your mind. Let's go to work, y'all. Charles Bevel, James Bevel, baby brother. Until next week, know you got the power. Dorothy Wright Tillman, coffee, tea, and a conversation with me. Love y'all. Thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate y'all. In fact, October was my anniversary at VON. See you next week. Reparations now.
Warm her face, it's shackled and locked in chains, but somehow my soul remains.
In this slavery industry, is this nation's foundation?